3 people per table to make the garland. We want 2 people to snap off the heads of the flowers. So we're only using the bloom. So 2 people will be doing this. Just take off the head. And then a 3rd person will be making the garland itself. What we're doing is strands of 3 feet at a time with this wire. Not all the tables have it yet, but we're going to have a tape like this to show you the length that each strand should have. So, it's quite simple. The person just threads through the end of the bloom and then out. It should be in the middle, but this is close enough. And
so you're going to cut off a 3-foot section?
Yeah. And there should be a little bit of extra on either end because we have to tie these together afterwards. So you're doing the 3 feet plus an extra 3 inches, say. And one thing that's important is the wire should not show, so the bloom should be just touching. You don't want to squish them together like this because we need to have the distance. But the wire can't show, we can't have gaps in the garland. So basically, the bloom should be about this far away. We need to put 2 of this color followed by 1 of this color. No, I'm just kidding. Colors don't matter. So, it was going. and so once 1 strand is finished, you should have a box that's empty, and you put it in the box, and then someone else will come and put it. Around the field 20 times. And
so, the flower, if you're not using a flower, let's say it falls apart, then also put it aside because we're supposed to be able to tell them how many flowers. So we know how many flowers are in each box, so if you're not using a flower, throw it somewhere in a pile, and then we'll count up at the end all the flowers that we didn't use that didn't work.
There are a little bit that are a little moldy, so you can watch out for that.
And you know, we should maybe do
they
1.
They were inexpensive.
Probably, maybe do 1 and just see how many we get. Because when we were doing it, we got maybe 18 or 19 on each one. But it doesn't matter. I mean, just like Pavaka was saying, we don't want you to, we don't want to see any wire. So also, we're going to have people tying, you know, taking the boxes and tying them together. And also, when you tie them together, we just want it touching, but you don't want to have gaps, because it has to be, we'll have to be touching.
So we need to be finished by 1 p.m. today. It's quite a tight schedule.
So we basically have to do 30,000 flowers an hour.
There's 185,000 of these stems, so we really appreciate your help.
It's good coming.
And
yeah, so well, I mean, we'll have to assign, you know, right now, maybe everyone just put flowers on the wires, but at some point we're going to start taking the boxes away and we're going to have people just tying them all together around, so.
We'll pick out some volunteers. So otherwise, if you can make your own teams of 3, you can pick any table. Is that it?
I think so.
The last time we made the garlands, Akana, he advised us like to open it a little bit so it looks nicer.
Good point.
That's
a good point. She has a good point. Wait.
Hold on.
Thanks, Teach. if we're to make the garland a little prettier, you can do this. And open it up.
Because they've been in the box, so just to make them, you know, a little bit. Yeah,
it's true. Thank you. Any other questions or comments?
One color for one.
No, whatever you want. You can mix is fine. It doesn't matter. Yeah, follow your heart.
18 to 19.
Well, we'll see. But
Don't worry about
basically, they should all just be touching a little bit, not squeeze too much. All the tables should have a scissor.
Cut the fluffing up part.
You got the fluffing up part?
Well, I think that's the most important part.